This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. State Assemblymember Jim Wood voted yes, as did State Senator Mike McGuire. And now the bill both men voted to approve sits on the governor's desk awaiting his signature. Senate Bill 94 was passed with near unanimous votes in both houses of the legislature and, if signed into law by the governor, will establish a new state regulatory agency responsible for the licensing of the marijuana industry in the state. The Bureau of Cannabis Control will issue licenses for the production of both medical and recreational cannabis, will set the excise sales tax rate for retail sales, and ensure that those who are granted cultivation licenses have identified an approved water source for their cultivation site. The Bureau will establish a safe and viable way to collect those sales taxes and has been directed to establish an office specifically to collect cash from business owners in Humboldt, Mendocino, or Trinity counties. The Bureau is tasked with coming up with standards to regulate organic cannabis, and the law allows for advertising to adult audiences, and any edibles produced must be marked with a universal symbol that makes them instantly recognizable as a marijuana product. The county's critical incident response team has opened an investigation into the death of a county jail inmate that claimed the life of 36-year-old inmate Colleen Marie Branch. Branch was found lying in her cell unresponsive and not breathing in the early morning hours on Friday. Immediate first aid and life-saving efforts were started, and Branch was taken to the hospital for treatment. She was later pronounced dead, and an autopsy could be scheduled in the coming days. It's the second death in just over a month in the women's wing of the jail. On May 15th, 31-year-old inmate Erica Ecker was found in her cell, again unresponsive and not breathing. She was later pronounced dead at the scene. Eureka police have made an arrest in a shooting incident that sent a man to the hospital with a gunshot wound just over a week ago. It was on the morning of Friday, June 16th, when officers responded to a report of shots fired on Wabash Avenue. Officers recovered two shell casings from the scene, and the victim was able to identify his attacker as 34-year-old Eureka resident Michael Grant. Grant was later located and arrested, but it was for a separate incident. Last Wednesday, officers spotted Grant close to the area where the shooting had occurred, and he was a subject to search. Officers recovered a loaded handgun, and Grant was booked into county jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm. By Friday, Grant was facing an attempted murder charge after he was identified as the shooter, and he remains in custody. The family of 30-year-old Ayette Dial continues its search for the missing woman who was last seen in Hay Fork on June 12th. Dial, who recently moved to Trinidad, was last seen leaving her brother's residence in Hay Fork on foot. Dial had been scheduled to fly to Pennsylvania earlier in June, but never made the trip, and she drives a dark blue 2013 Scion sedan. Dial is a Filipina-American, 5 feet tall, 130 pounds, with distinctive tattoos on her body. She remains missing. Eureka Police Captains Brian Stevens and Steve Watson, along with Neighborhood Watch Coordinator Susie Owsley, will host a Coffee with the Captains meeting this morning at the McDonald's on South Broadway in Eureka from 8:30 until 10:30. If you stop by, you can go home with a I Survived Coffee with the Captains coffee mug, complete with the department's badge. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and the impact it has had on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Before 2016, additional flights at airports across the north coast were a sought-after commodity. And last April, the Humboldt Airport added flights to the Portland International Airport, and the airport in Redding followed suit. To the north, the Border Coast Regional Airport Authority in Del Norte County has received an $11.3 million grant to begin the second phase of construction on a terminal building, an aircraft apron, as well as the parking lot. The funding came from the Federal Aviation Administration, and Board Chairman David Finnegan said in a statement that the process of providing the community with needed and improved air travel infrastructure has been a long and often frustrating road, but we can realize the dream of a functional terminal. Air travel is an important and much-needed form of transportation that rings true, especially in the rural area that encompasses our communities. Motorists and residents in southern Humboldt County can look forward to some major road projects this week. Currently, work is being done on Shelter Cove Road from Thorn Junction to the Mattole River Bridge. Today, work begins on Evergreen Road from Redwood Drive to Tunnel Road. Tomorrow, the intersection at Humboldt Avenue and Empire Lane will be closed during business hours while work is completed. You can expect 15-minute delays due to road and lane closures. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.